And I will. It's always nice to hear tributes because you learn sometimes from the things that has been said that you weren't aware of. And so, as was being said earlier on, that you sometimes not realizing that people are watching you, observing you, and learning from the things you say and do. And that's what fathers have to do. Fathers have to teach and share and protect. And this we will learn as I go on in our message. I'm so thankful to my dear wife that because of her, I became a husband and then a father and a great grandfather, then a great grandfather, father-in-law. And then I'm also thankful that you always love to sing. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. He has blessed me with a family and also with the family of God. They are all over. And it's interesting to get the many calls that come in wishing me Happy Father's Day. I want to say a big thank you to the church also, which I spiritually father, for the gifts and the cards and the well wishes. It is nice to be among the family of God. And I'm thanking God for that. I'm thanking God for the Heavenly Father as well, which we're going to talk about in a little while. I promise I won't be long because you've heard quite a lot, and but I must emphasize the importance of our Eternal Father, which I'll speak a little about, and also Noah, who was a tremendous father, and that's where my emphasis will be on today. We are thankful to Moses, Moses, the writer of the first five books of the Bible, a tremendous history for us to learn from, and that we're going to look at. We've been given our fathers gifts, but we have a father who has given wonderful gifts to the entire world, and that is our Eternal Father, which is God. And I'm so glad that he has eyes to see, and he's seen today, and he's also hearing because he has ears to hear, and he speaks as well. And we're going to talk about him. The Word of God says that God, the Eternal Father, saw that things were dark, and he created the heavens and the earth. And he gave a wonderful gift for the entire creation of his work. And that's light, the gift of light. He spoke light into being. And today we are enjoying the entire world. The creation is enjoying the sun, which he gives to give light. And we get minerals from the sun. And what beauty the suns give out. I generally like to talk about the rising of the sun in the mornings. What beautiful hard work if you look up in the heavens early morning to see that wonderful gift that God has given to the entire world today. Tremendous Father is, but then when you look up in the heavens again at midday, there is the sun shining brightly, and everyone can go about their task. And then in the evening, the setting of the sun. What a beautiful gift it is. What artwork to look at. And I'm going to encourage each and every one of you to understand that it's a gift given from the Eternal Father who never dies. Many of us have lost our father through death. But then God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we are thankful for those three lights, the sun, the moon, and the star, the sun to give light by day, the moon and the star to give light by night. What beautiful gift it is. We are so thankful to God today for those beautiful gifts. But then the second one that I want to mention today, and that's why we are here, the Word of God tells us, friends, in chapter 2, that God did not create, but God made. That's what the Word of God says. He made man from the dust of the ground. And then after that, think of it. Try to imagine with me our eternal Father bending over to breathe in the nostril of man. And man became a living soul. Isn't that something? And we have the gift of life. And that's what we're all enjoying today. What a beautiful gift it is. The gift of life is given by God to all mankind today. And so we honor our eternal Father that he never dies. He watches over all of us. He cares for us. He protects us, as we have been hearing earlier on. And we are so thankful. There are many, many sons and daughters, mothers and fathers who don't know their earthly father. Some of them are in foster homes, some are in prisons, and some are on other institutions. They never know their father, and they're always seeking and inquiring about who is their father and where is their father. But I want to introduce to you the eternal Father, which is God, our Heavenly Father, who watches over each and every one today. Now, let me move on to the second Father today, and that's Noah. What a man of God he is. What an example he has set. Yes. Oh, I'm going to spend some time on that. The Word of God says here, friends, that Noah was being blessed. Blessed in that he had fellowship with our Eternal Father. He heard from our Eternal Father. And what a blessing it is. To know that he was obedient to his Heavenly Father, the Eternal God. Here we find, friends, that Noah heard from God at a time when we today, when we read the scriptures from Genesis chapter 6, the Word of God tells us that man began to multiply upon the face of the earth. And as they grow in tremendous numbers, how sad it is. The Word of God tells us in chapter 6, and I'll read for you just a portion of it here. What sad thing it is. And it came to pass when man began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they choose. But we jump quickly down, and it wasn't long after we see God observing, because the God that we serve, and I always love to emphasize that, because we feel that because we're not seeing him, he's not seeing us. The Eternal Father has eyes to see everything that takes place. He has ears to hear everything that is being said. Yes, friends. And he speaks as well. It's just that we are so busy sometimes that we don't hear. But we thank God Noah heard from God.
Yes.
What God had to say to Noah. Noah was living in a time like this, which I'm going to read, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of his thought, of his heart, was only evil continually. That sounds like our headlines on our television and on the radio and also on our phones and so on. Yes, every imagination of the hearts of men was only evil continually. I jump up to verse 11 and 12, and it says here, the earth also was corrupt before God. Notice that, not just before man, but the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. That sounds like things that we see and hear every day. And God looked upon the earth, which he created, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh, notice that, not some, for all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth. And I'm going to pause here. Today, there are many, as I said before, that are in foster homes, in prisons, and so on, based on what we have just read. Violence, wickedness, corruption, evil continually. And so we find that some don't know their fathers because they were born in prison. And the fathers die. And so they're inquiring, who was their father? Where is their father? Today, many of us are able to testify that we thank God, our Father, and he cared for us. We knew our fathers and the example they have set for us. But today, friends, we have a great responsibility that was placed upon Noah. God has placed that responsibility upon us men to bring up our household in the fear of God. And I want to encourage the men today that are involved in violence and corruption and wickedness and evil continually, that you don't have to participate in the things that are taking place in our world today, because God sees you. He cares for you, and he gives good gifts. As the song says, all good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord. And as you heard earlier on, he gives us life. Isn't that wonderful, friends, to know that God has shared life? And again, I want you to pause, even after this service, to pause, because the Word of God says God breathed in the nostrils of men or man, and he became a living soul. And that's one of the reasons why God says thou shalt not kill. He said we should love each other with all our hearts, with all our souls. We should love God with all our hearts, with all our souls. We must have love one for another and not hatreds. Oh, friends, oh, we need fathers who love God. We need fathers who hear from God like Noah, and we need fathers who will do what God asks them to do. The scripture tells us that God spoke to Noah and told Noah, I'm going to destroy this earth, but you have to do something. You have to build an ark. The scripture tells us, friends, that God gave Noah instructions as to how to build a house. But let's pause for a while and think of what happened after Noah got the instructions from God. The Bible teaches quite clearly that there wasn't any form of rain up until the time that God spoke to Noah. Likewise, there was no sea nearby for anyone to build a boat, to sail on the boat or in the boat. But Noah, in obedience to God, the word of God says, out of fear, reverence for God, he went ahead and started building a boat upon the instructions that God gave him. Noah, living in a time when there was evil, wickedness, violence, corruption taking place around him. But from what we have just learned here, the Bible tells us, friends, in Genesis chapter 6, and I'll read verse 8, 9. It says here, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and a perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. But then verse 10 says, and Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. We learn later on in the scriptures here that the three sons had wives. So here we find Noah had a wife, three sons growing up in an environment like we have just read a while ago in verse 5, 11, and 12. Three sons, and then they choose three wives. Can you imagine the task that Noah had, preaching the gospel of Christ and of God to a generation at that time like that, that is being described by the scriptures? It was a hard task. And we today, in this our 21st century, is living in an environment somewhat to what we have just read in verse 5, verse 11, 12. There is wickedness around us. There is corruption and violence. But we have fathers that have neglected their homes, that are involved in wickedness and violence and corruption all around us. Fathers who have neglected their children, who needs their care and their protection. And I want to encourage the fathers of today, because all over the world, we are celebrating today Father's Day. And I want you to understand that we have, and you have, an eternal Father who has eyes to see, ears to hear, voice to speak. And the Word of God tells us that he loves you and he cares for you. And he's not willing that any should perish. I'm going to tell you later on as we go on in the scriptures here that you see where there are wonderful gifts, three beautiful gifts, away from the light and away from life that God has given to the world. It's for you to receive the gift. Sometimes we refuse gifts, and our eternal Father is offering to the world today gifts for you to reach out and receive them because they are given by the eternal Father. Let me move on quickly. The scripture tells us here, friends, that God told Noah to go into the ark. Rain came. And the scripture goes on to tell us. And the reason why I'm speaking like this is because I don't want to spend some time to read the scriptures. I'll tell you the story. Because we have to go on to our breaking of bread service. It tells us, friends, that Noah built an ark for his family and for those that God gave him instructions to place in the ark. Today, every father has a responsibility to care for his home, The moment you have a child, you become a father. And all the careless fathers that are around, I want you to know, friends, that God is going to destroy you because he doesn't like that. He tells us, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. And all the fathers that are in the world today that are neglecting their children, and their children are seeking to find them and cannot find them, I want you to know, friends, that God knows where you are as a father and that you're hiding. Your responsibility is to care for your children, just like how God cares for each and every one in the world. Word of God tells us here that Noah built an ark and his family was protected by going into the ark. I won't bother to elaborate on the others that shared that ark, the ark of safety, ark of protection, arks of shelter. And that's the responsibility of fathers today, to protect their families, to protect their children, to protect, friends. It's very important that we protect our families as fathers today. And I want to encourage all fathers, wherever you may be today, if you're in the prisons and you're hearing my voice, because as was mentioned earlier on about Brother Bailey and myself have been going to the prisons for years. And we talked to so many inmates there who some don't know their children, some are longing to be with their children, but then, friends, because of sin, they are locked away. The Bible teaches the wages of sin is death, but God, I just told you a while ago, gives the breath of life. Yes, friends, and I'm going to tell you about the gift of life, the gift of life. Yes, it's important that we embrace the gift of God. It's important that we follow the example of God by giving gifts and not just receiving gifts. This day, many, many fathers are going to be receiving gifts from their children. But I'm so thankful for our eternal Father who give good gifts. Praise his wonderful name. The scripture tells us here that after the flood, the Bible tells us, and I like that, friend, so much, I want you to know that God remembers you. Here the word of God tells us, I like it so much. I just love it. The word of God says here in chapter 8, and God remembered Noah. Yes, friends, he hasn't forgotten your call. Fathers, if you call upon him, he will hear you. Not only hear you, he will see you. Not only see you, but he will speak through you, through the blessed Holy Spirit today. And I'm praying that all fathers who are hearing my voice today, and fathers that are all over the world today that are celebrating this day and receiving gifts from their children, I want you to know that the Eternal Father has given good gifts. Listen what he has done. The Word of God says here in John 3:16, and I'm skipping all over to get to have time for breaking of bread. And I want you to know, friends, the word of God says, for God so loved the world. John 3:60. I love that verse so much because of the word love. God loves. Do you love your children, fathers? Do you care for them, fathers? Are you watching over them? You've heard the testimony of some children today that their fathers care for them, their fathers taught them the things of God and so on. I want you to know this day that the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved you that he gave his begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Lamb of God to die upon the cross of Calvary, that you can have not just life, but you can have everlasting life. Now, I'm going to close in sharing with you the three gifts that our Heavenly Father given. The gift of love, praise his wonderful name, for God so loved you, Father, that he gave his only begotten Son. But then the second gift, the gift of grace, praise his wonderful name. All the things that you have done that is wrong, we thank God that our eternal Father extends grace, the gift of love, the gift of grace, and lastly, the gift of mercy. All three gifts are given out of love. How much do you really love your children, fathers? The eternal Father loved so much that he gave his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that we today can enjoy the fullness of love. We can know what love is. It's a warm feeling, friends, when God places arms around you and says, come, you are my son. It's a warm feeling when you know grace. God has extended grace to you and says, come, my son or my daughter. It's a warm feeling when you know that all the things that you have done that is wrong, that are not pleasing in his sight. Fathers, I want you to know that the mercies of God is extended to you today. Think of it. Three wonderful gifts of love. The love of God, which comes through the death of his Son. The gift of grace, which comes through his Son. The gift of mercy. He wants to forgive you for all that you've done. You have neglected your children all along. Fathers, how about embracing your family today and tell them that you love them, that you care for them, and that you understand. I'm going to close by taking you to another father. He cares for a tremendous number of people, and he wanted them to enjoy the gifts of God. His name is Joshua. And here he's telling the people before they go over into the promised land, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. And we are going to go over into the promised land. Today, how many fathers would say, as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. I'm going to stop doing all the wrong things that I've been doing. I have neglected my family. I have killed. I have stolen things from people. I lie, and I do all the wicked things that the scripture just described a while ago in Genesis chapter 6. And we have so many guilty men, but thank God, the gift of love, the gift of grace, and the gift of mercy is for you. Why? Because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should have everlasting life. I'm going to come to a stop with this. Listen to what the Word of God says. Jesus, the Son of God, said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 to 39. As it was in the days of Noah, that's the time we're living in now. Are you going to wait for the flood? Are you going to wait for the fire? Are you going to wait for the tornado? Are you going to wait for the hurricane? Are you going to wait for the car to blow your brain somewhere off the road? Are you going to wait for the man to shoot you? Friends, why not abide us? Here the Word of God tells us, Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, which I've just read a while ago, in the days of Noah was corruption, wickedness, violence continually. It's happening now around us. Are you going to wait for the flood to come and wash it away? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, fathers, and I will give you a rest from your miserable experiences that you have been going through. Why not today, Father's Day, embrace your children and establish a home for them? May God bless all fathers today around the world. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today, a day set aside when we can celebrate Father's Day. We're thankful for the sun, which you have given us as a gift, the moon and the stars. We thank you for the breath of life that you breathe in the nostrils of men. We thank you today for that wonderful package of love and grace and mercy. Have mercy upon us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.